Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are in Erevin 46, talking about streams and springs. It was taught in a Braisa, the waters of flowing streams and gushing springs are treated like the feet of anyone. They receive, meaning they receive the tacham, the boundary of whoever eventually owns them. Since they were in motion when the Shabbos or Yom Tov began, they acquired no residence of their own. And the notes on the bottom explain this is also true if the spring or river is privately owned. Since at the beginning of Yom Tov the water was moving, it does not receive its owner's tachum boundary. Only when it becomes stationary does it acquire the tachum of its owner, even if it was acquired after Yom Tov began. The idea for me that I want to give over to you is that we're looking at the flowing streams and the gushing springs. Torah is compared to many things, including fire and, of course, including mayim. The Torah is like mayim. Torah is like an ever-moving, ever-gushing spring and river, water body, whether it be spring or sea or water or ocean. The Torah is endless, like the seas of the earth, like the oceans of the earth. We should never feel that we got our full fill in Torah. We should never feel like we learned everything we could, and that's it. God forbid. Even when we do Daf Yomi, God willing, after 7.5 years, we start up again the next day. Even after we finish the parshiyot of the year on Simchat Torah, literally that day, we start up again the next cycle. Even when we go through the parshiyot, the next day, we go on to the next parsha. We have to realize, and of course, every time we make a siyum, it's so interesting. It says that we shall return to you whatever tractate you just finished. Not that we'll see you again, see you next time, see you another time. We literally will return to you because we're confident that we have to always do chazar. We always have to review and we have to come back to things. We should never feel that we're fully had our fill. And that's the idea also on the show here. Even though we've been through countless different tractates, we want to keep going and keep going and keep going, learning what we can from each stuff, a little lesson every day, even if, God forbid, we're zocha to many years, many cycles, we should be zocha. God willing, we should be able to have the ability to keep going back and keep reviewing. Also on the Pirkei Avos show, even though we've done a couple seasons, there's always what to learn, there's always what to see, there's always new commentaries and commentators, there are always new aspects to learn. That's why even a 5-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 20-year-old, 30-year-old, 4-year-old, 100-year-old could always learn something different. They could always review the parsha, they could always review the Torah. There's always something for everyone. There's always something to learn. We should never feel that we had our fill, and every day we should make sure and think, ah, I learned yesterday, I don't have to today. One of the questions we'll be asked after 120 years is, Kaveta Itim La Torah? Did you set aside time for Torah? It doesn't have to be 100 hours a day. It doesn't have to be 5 hours a day, but it has to be a little bit, and it has to be set and fixed, and you have to do it. You have to make sure you go through it. So as much as you can every day, even if it's listening to Daf Yomi, even if it's reading about the parshas, different emails, learning something, whatever you can, learn every day and make sure to never feel like it's a river, it's something that's stopped. Just like the rivers and the seas are always gushing, always moving, always ever present, so too we should feel like the Torah. We can never fully learn everything, but we have to try whatever we can day by day. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 47 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.